the Aldrich Family, a special rebroadcast for you soldiers, sailors, and Marines of the United Nations.
The nearest thing to perpetual motion is a typical teenage American boy. A youngster like Henry Aldrich, for instance, never rests. He's always on the go and always keeping others on the go. The scene opens in the Aldrich living room. The time is afternoon.
Henry, may I ask, aren't you the one who left this broom in here?
That broom, Mother? That broom?
Yes, dear.
Mrs. Aldrich, we had to use it to see whether we could find something under the sofa there.
It doesn't matter what you were using it for, Homer. When you're through with something, you should put it back. And may I ask who left that desk drawer open?
Well, Homer, didn't you close that desk drawer?
Why, Henry?
And Henry, look at that piano bench.
Oh, yes, it's wide open, isn't it?
And Mrs. Aldrich, may I explain something to you about that piano bench?
Now, Homer, does your mother like to see things left open like that?
Who, my mother? Gee, she never so much as raises an eyebrow over a thing like that.
Really? Well, when I go out in the kitchen in a minute, I'm going to ask her.
Out in the kitchen, Mrs. Aldrich? Is my mother out in your kitchen?
She is.
Henry, what do you say we take a little walk?
Listen, Homer, will you help me close this darn desk drawer?
What's the matter? Are you weak?
Stand back so I can...
Look, Henry, you be shutting the piano bench. Well, gee whiz.
Okay, go ahead and close it if you're so strong. Let me see you close.
What makes you think I can?
Now listen, Homer, you should never close a drawer with your feet.
I didn't. I put a sheet of paper between my foot and the drawer.
Well, you're... What else it was that we were supposed to close?
Why, let's see. Was it that glass bookcase?
Now listen, Homer, put your foot down. Do you hear me?
I'm putting it down, Henry. I thought the darn case was open. Do you see anything that does need closing that isn't?
Well...
Where are you going?
Oh, wait just a second while I go out and ask my mother.
If you see my mother, tell her I'm behaving myself.
Mother!
Yes, Henry?
Hello there, Henry.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Brown. Homer's all right.
He's what?
There isn't anything to worry about. Mother, I don't want you to think I didn't pay any attention to you, but listen...
Dear, didn't you just come through that door?
Which door?
That one you just left open.
Yes, sure.
Well?
Is there something you... Oh, yes. Boy, am I dumb.
Now, what was it you wanted to ask me?
Why, what was it you wanted Homer and me to close?
What was it? Naturally, dear, I want you to close everything you left open.
Yes, Mother, sure, but it's hard for me to tell what things are open that I didn't close, that I didn't open at first. I mean...
And what about the broom?
Oh, yes, the broom. How is it? I'll go get it.
And, Henry, how about that door you just opened again?
Well, isn't it clear, Mother? I'm going to bring the broom right back through it.
Henry?
Yes, Mother, I'm closing it. Alice, I'm glad to see you're training Henry like that.
Elizabeth, I've always said I don't care whether my children graduate with honors, and I don't care whether they ever make a lot of money. But there is one thing I shall always insist on, and that is they do not go through life leaving things open behind them.
And I agree, Alice. I started the day we got married training Will, and I resolved the day Homer was born that the woman he marries will never go through what I've had to go through.
You mean you never have trouble with Homer?
Oh, not anymore. He hasn't left anything open since he was 3 years old.
Mrs. Aldrich, are you by any chance alone?
No, Homer. Your mother's here.
Oh, yes. Hello, Mother.
Homer, close that door.
Close it? You mean, I'm not staying, Mother. I just stopped in long enough to ask Mrs. Aldrich whether she has a few spare cookies she could spare.
Homer, what have I always said about people that leave doors open?
They're illiterate. I'll close it.
Oh, gee whiz, Homer. What's the idea of banging the door right in a person's face?
Well, I didn't know you were coming in here, Henry. I just... Why didn't you knock or something? There.
Homer, if you and Henry would each like a cookie, you'll find them in that cupboard up there.
Yes, Mrs.
Aldrich. Thank you, Mother.
But you're not to eat any until you put that broom away at the head of the cellar stairs.
Yes, Mother, that's where I'm heading right this minute.
I'll be getting the cookies down out of this cupboard, Henry. Oh, boy, Mrs. Aldrich. Oh, boy. They're my favorite kind, too. Here, Henry, do you want one?
Yeah, sure. Thanks very much.
Homer?
Yes, Mother?
Haven't you forgotten something?
Who, I? Here, do you want a cookie?
That is not what I'm referring to.
Oh, I know. You want me to close the cookie jar. There.
Homer, that's only part of what you're to do.
It is. It is.
Don't look down at your feet. Look up.
Up? Ouch!
Oh, Homer, did you hurt your head on the cupboard door?
Now, don't feel sorry for him, Alice.
Oh.
The only way he ever learns anything.
Come on, Homer. Let's see whether I left that hoosier that I can't find out at the stationery store.
Okay, let's go.
And listen, Homer, you're coming out of the door last. Don't let me have to speak to you.
You won't. Goodbye, Mrs. Aldrich. Goodbye, Mother.
Goodbye. There, Alice, is a very good example of how a little firm insisting can teach them something you'll never forget.
Elizabeth.
Yes, Alice.
Do you happen to know how that door by the cellar stairs got open?
What door? Oh, Alice. Oh, Alice. Oh, dear. Could it have been my Homer?
No, Henry left it open when he put his broom in there.
He did? Well, I'll tell you what I'd do. I'd make Henry come back here no matter where he is or what he's doing and close that door.
Henry! Henry!
Homer!
Goodbye, Mother. Don't wait dinner for me if I'm late.
Oh, Mary, you're just the person I want. On your way downtown, dear, look for Henry and tell him he's to come right straight back here.
But, Mother... And, Mary, if you see Homer, you tell him to come back, too. If he sees Henry get away with a thing like this, he'll think he can do it.
But, Mrs. Brown, I have sort of an engagement, and I'm terribly late for it.
Dear, do you realize the government's trying to save fuel so we can win this war?
You mean they left the furnace wide open on a nice day like this?
They've been leaving everything wide open, Mary.
Oh, my goodness.
And, Mary, I want you to find Henry and Homer and tell them they're to come back here and see what they've done.
Really? You think we ought to call Father?
Your mother and I can handle that, Mary. And if you think anything of your brother's character and Homer's future, you will find them.
Yes, Mrs. Brown, you can depend on me. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
But, Kathleen, I'm trying to explain why I'm late.
Well, it seems to me, Mary, you're always late and you always have an excuse.
But, Kathleen, I'm not trying to give you just an ordinary excuse. Something awful has happened at our house.
Yeah?
I can't do a thing until I found Henry and Homer. My goodness, they've upset our whole heating system or something.
Yeah? What did they do?
I don't know. Everything's wide open and Mother says... Wait until I get my breath, Kathleen. She says their characters are going all to pieces, and when they see what they've done, they'll be completely ashamed of themselves.
Well, Mary, have you any idea where they are?
No, I just met somebody that thought he'd seen them headed out Old Church Road, but he isn't sure. And, Kathleen, you've got to help me find them.
Did you find it, Henry? Did you find it?
Sure, Homer. I knew all the time I left it in this stationery store.
Something I can do for you, boys?
No, thank you. I just found the Mother's Day card I bought in here this morning. Right in this drawer with all your other Mother's Day cards. And incidentally, would you mind if I exchange it for this other one?
You don't like the first one?
Well, I tell you, my mother's done an awful lot for me, and frankly, well, I feel I ought to spend more than a dime on it.
Let's see it, Henry. Let's see it. What does it say?
Here. My heart is an open door to the mother I adore. My aim in life is to please her, as I always have of yours.
Henry, what does that mean?
I don't know, Homer, but it sounds pretty good. And don't you think she'd appreciate it?
Sure, and by paying a nickel more, you're sure you've got something.
Of course. Here's the 5 cents, mister.
Okay, I'll close the door up.
Why, we closed it.
Oh, you have? Now, that's very thoughtful of you. Not one customer in 10 ever thinks of closing that drawer.
Oh, gee, I guess we're just well-trained.
Boy, I'll say. That's one thing we're very particular about. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hurry up, Henry.
Listen, Homer, do you realize what you've just did? What? Turn around and look. You walked right out of that door and left it all the way open.
Oh, gee whiz. Boy, am I careless.
I'll say.
Just a minute, boys. Could I go in there, please?
Oh, excuse me. I'll open it for you. That is... Oh, gee whiz.
Homer, why don't you open it for us?
Can you imagine that? It doesn't seem to... Well,
is it too hard for you to open?
Look out, Homer. Let me open it for us.
Okay, Henry, okay. If you know so much about it.
Well, gee whiz. Homer, what'd you do to it?
Henry, there isn't anything to worry about. There's a lady on the other side that's coming out. She'll open it for us.
Oh, sure.
Come on, lady. We're not coming in. You come on out.
Homer, she can't open it.
She can't? Come on, Henry. I think we better be going.
Mr. Bartlett, have Henry Aldridge and Homer Brown gone by here?
I don't even know them, Kathleen.
Oh, my goodness. They're wanted for something very important.
You mean they're lost?
Oh, no, they're not children. In fact, they're about this tall, and one usually wears a gray sweater, and the other one usually wears a blue sweater.
And you want them at your house?
Oh, no, the Aldridges want to get hold of them. Apparently, they did something terrible to the basement, and it's just ruined the heating system. The whole family's upset about it, and several of us are out looking for them.
Oh, they're dressed in gray and blue, eh? I'll keep my eyes open for them.
Hello there, Mr. Aldridge. Are you going down the street?
Oh, hello there. I'm on my way down to the courthouse.
Oh, yes? Well, wait a second and I'll walk along with you.
All right, sir.
You see, you know all about everything that's going on here in town. What's the real story about Joe?
About Joe?
Well, you know, the runs a stationery store. I just went by his place, and apparently the sheriff had slapped a padlock on his door.
You don't say so.
Well, that's what it looked like. It was closed tight, and the whole crowd had collected around.
Is that right?
Oh, Mr. Aldridge.
What's that? Oh, hello, Kathleen.
Have you seen Mary?
No, I haven't, Kathleen.
Well, I'm in a terrible hurry, but if you see her, tell her I'm on their trail.
On their trail?
Yes, haven't you heard about the awful thing that happened at your house?
What did you say? Kathleen! Well, that's a fine thing to tell me just as I'm going into the courthouse.
Well, as I was saying, it was back about 1920 when Will was courting me.
Mother,
and
Mother, I haven't been able to locate them.
Mary, you're interrupting Mrs. Brown.
I'm interrupting her?
Yes, dear. She's telling me about something I've always wanted to hear.
But, Mother, haven't I made it clear I haven't been able to find them?
You haven't been able to find whom, Mary?
Why, Henry and Homer, of course. Nobody's seen hide nor hair of them.
Oh, of course. Mary, you mean you haven't found them yet?
No, and what are we going to do?
Mary, don't close that cellar door.
Why not, Mother?
Just leave it open, please. Leave it open exactly the way you found it.
Why?
Mary, please find the boys.
Hello? Hello?
Hello? George Britton speaking.
Hello, George. This is Sam Ulrich.
Yes, Sam.
George, I've been trying to get my house, and if you've got the time, I want you to run over there and see what happened.
Sam, are you talking about the two vandals that broke in?
The two vandals?
That's what I heard, Sam. They got into your basement and left your heating system wide open. Is your place a sight?
You don't say so. Well, George, will the insurance I carry with you cover me on that?
Of course, Sam. And here's what somebody who's been talking with your daughter told me. One of the boys was dressed in a gray coat and the other in a blue coat. They were pretty low characters.
Father!
Excuse me, George. What is it, Henry?
Could Homer and I bother you for a second?
Henry, what is it you want?
We just want to ask you for some advice, Mr. Aldrich.
Boys, will you please close that door?
Oh, gee, was excuse me. Boy, Henry, were you brought up on a raft?
Now then, George.
I'll go right over to your house, Sam, and look things over.
Thanks. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Father, could I ask you something?
Henry, this is no time to bother me. I've got to call your mother. Hello?
Number, please.
I want Elm 303.
Elm 303.
Father, suppose a fellow runs a sort of a store, see? And just by accident, it works out so that nobody can get in. Who's responsible?
Who's responsible for what?
Well, that's what we want to know, Mr. Aldrich. Nobody can get in, and it looks as though nobody can get out.
Hello?
Alice, this is Sam. I've just heard what those boys did from someone who was talking with Mary. Are you pretty upset?
Yes, I am. And, Sam, no matter what you say, I think it's the kind of thing that ought to be followed up.
But I'm not criticizing you. I agree. I just don't understand how you let them get away.
Dear, I was sitting in the kitchen visiting with Elizabeth Brown, and we didn't realize what they'd done until after they'd gone.
Well, how did this all start?
They came to the kitchen, Sam, and wanted some cookies, and I gave them some.
And they left something wide open?
Not wide open, Sam, but what's the difference whether it's all the way or 3 inches? The damage is just the same.
And may I ask why you didn't call me first thing?
Because I didn't want to bother you, and I didn't know whether you'd feel it was serious enough to...
Alice, don't be absurd. Of course it's serious. I'm going out and try to find them.
Now, Sam, if you do find them, don't lose your temper.
Lose my temper? What do you mean?
Well, remember, they aren't very old.
That doesn't make any difference. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Father, what were you talking about?
Where's my hat and coat?
Mr. Aldrich, before you go any place, could you give us some ideas to whether we're responsible? I mean, about putting somebody accidentally out of business.
Boys, there are other things more important than that. Come with me.
With you, Father?
I want to get my hands on two young fellows, and I'll probably need your help in case they try to run away.
Now, getting back to the troubles of Henry Aldrich. In trying to train her son to close things behind him, Mrs. Aldrich has sent word downtown for Henry to come back and close the cellar door. In so doing, she has quite innocently started a rumor that someone has wrecked the Aldrich home. The scene opens on the front porch of a house a few miles outside town.
Henry, don't ring that bell again. If anybody's home, they'll answer the door.
Yes, Father.
Are you sure they came out here on Old Church Road, Mr. Aldrich? I mean, the two hoodlums we're looking for?
Yes, Homer. At least that's the report.
How do you do?
Oh, how do you do? This is Mr. Aldrich. I live back in town. I wondered whether anyone in your family happened to see a couple of young fellows out this way that apparently escaped from the county reform school.
Oh, my. And they're at large?
Yes, ma'am. But we're closing in on them, we're pretty sure.
Oh, my. No, I haven't seen them.
Well, they broke into our house and did quite a bit of damage. If you happen to run across them, will you phone Elm 303?
I certainly will, but I hope they don't ring my doorbell.
All we know is that they're very fond of cookies, in case that helps you any.
Well, thank you. Goodbye.
Now, which way are we going, Mr. Aldrich?
You better get in the car here and go right on out until we locate them.
Homer, when we see those two guys, do you know what we ought to do?
What?
Just walk up to them as though we knew them real well and say, Well, how are you anyhow?
Yeah, and then what?
And then before they know what happens, we'll jump on them.
Sure. I'll take the one in blue and you take the one in gray.
What's the matter, Father? Haven't you turned the ignition on?
I've turned it on.
Mr. Aldrich, do you want me to stand on the running board the way I do on my father's car and jump up and down a little?
Homer, just remain seated and keep quiet. We're out of gas.
Oh, is that all that's the matter? We're just out of gas.
That's all. And your mother has the coupons back home.
Well, how do you do?
Hello, Mrs. Aldrich. It's Charlie Clark. I've got to get something for your father. I mean, for your mother. Look, I was just riding my bicycle out on Old Church Road, and I found it.
Charlie, you found whom?
Well, I ran into Mr. Aldrich, see? And he said, would I please come here and get your gas coupon?
Oh, of course. Come in.
Okay.
And, Charlie, won't you close the door, please?
Oh, did you want it closed?
I'm sorry, but that's one thing I'm very particular about. You must be tired, Charlie. Wouldn't you like a banana or something?
But, Mrs. Aldrich, he's dry. He's dry.
Oh, Mr. Aldrich needs some gas right away. Oh, now let me see. Coupons are right in this desk drawer. I can get it open.
Well, do you want me to help you, Mrs. Aldrich?
Well, whoever closed this latch shouldn't have closed it all the way.
Well, we've got a drawer at our house like, oh, gee whiz.
What's the matter?
The handle came off right in my hand.
Well, dear, we've got to get this drawer open.
Well, look, Mrs. Aldrich, have you got a hammer and chisel?
Sorry, Mr. Rorick, but I haven't seen anything of a couple fellas like that.
No?
Mister, could I have a package of chewing gum, please?
Yeah, here you are.
I'd order a milkshake, only I haven't got any more money with me. And I know Mr. Aldrich has too much on his mind to loan me any.
What's that, Homer?
That's all right, Mr. Aldrich, that's all right. I shouldn't drink a milkshake just before dinner anyhow.
And when you looked down the road a minute ago, did you see anything of Charlie Clark?
No, Father, there wasn't any sign of him.
Well, I know what your father could do. I don't know why I didn't think of it before.
What, Homer?
You don't need coupons to get gas. Gee whiz, my father has a lot of trucks. You can get all the gas you want.
Thank you, Homer. That's very kind of you. But I happen to know that your father obeys the law.
What law?
And besides, he's out looking for those two boys himself.
Henry Aldrich, is that you in there?
Gee whiz, Mary, where did you come from?
I've been looking all over for you and Joe Graham's car.
What for?
Hasn't anyone told you about all the damage that was done and how upset Mother is?
Sure, I know all about it, Mary. That's why Homer and I are out here.
That's why you're out here. You don't care how Mother feels?
Sure we do, Mary, but we're helping her. We're helping her in our own way.
Sure.
Well, you just wait, Henry, until I tell Father about your attitude in this matter.
But Mary... Gee whiz, poor Mary. She always gets so darn excited.
Sure. Over something she doesn't understand the first thing about. Henry, where are you going?
I'm just going to step over here and close this phone booth door that someone left partly open.
Just how much damage was done at your house?
Wait, we haven't seen the damage yet, but we understand the first two floors are practically wiped out.
Yeah?
But my father says he carried enough insurance to get the whole downstairs all gone over the way he's always wanted it.
Say, Henry, incidentally, where is your father?
Oh, gee whiz, did he step outside?
He did. How'd he get out there without our seeing him?
Come on, maybe Charlie Clark has come.
Oh, boy, Henry.
Homer, will you please close that door?
I'm closing it.
Hello, Rustic Milkshake Bar.
Hello, this is Mr. Aldrich speaking.
Who?
Mr. Aldrich, could you let me out, please?
Let you out? Where are you?
I'm right around here in one of your phone booths. Somebody closed the door on me and I can't get out.
Oh, Mr. Aldrich, you should never have closed that. We've had trouble before.
Boy, I wish your father would show up, Henry. It's getting kind of cold waiting in this car.
He'll be along, Homer. He'll be along.
Well, instead of sitting here wasting time, my father could have been out here by now with all the gas coupons you need.
Homer, my father's very particular about not using anybody else's coupons. And besides, here comes a towing truck. Maybe my father's on.
Oh, boy. Come on, let's get out and watch him hook on.
Look, gee whiz, they're going right by.
Well, in the first place, Henry, it isn't a towing truck. It's a telephone company truck.
Oh, yes.
And look, they're pulling right up in front of the milkshake bar. See? A couple of guys are going inside with a lot of heavy tools. Come on, Henry, let's go in and see what they're going
to
do.
Listen, Homer, the thing for us to do is to stay right here by this car so my father can put his hands on us when he wants us.
About Henry refusing to come home?
Yes, Mary.
And, Mother, will you please tell me something else?
What is it?
What was it Mr. Britton wanted when he was here?
Dear, I don't know. I was busy trying to get the gas coupons out of the desk.
Mother, it was the queerest thing. He wanted to go all through the house.
Mary, through the whole house?
Yes, Mother. He said he wanted to start at the basement and work his way up all the way to the attic. And after he left, I found practically every door in the house open.
Really?
You think Father's going to sell the house?
Well, was Mr. Britton interested?
Alice!
Oh, Sam, is that you? I'm out in the kitchen.
Alice, will you please tell me why you couldn't send the gas coupons out to me?
Dear, I was going to send them out, and I had to send Charlie Clark first to get a carpenter so we could get them.
Get them? Where are they?
And in the meantime, Sam, he got a banana out of the icebox and left the door wide open.
What had that to do with it?
Well, don't you understand? We're entirely defrosted. Here, what's that in your hair?
My hair? What do you mean?
My goodness, Father, you've got wood shavings all over your head.
Yeah? You know, Alice, that telephone company gives very good service.
The gift what? Did you find them, Sam?
Did I find them? No, I didn't find them. How could I when I ran out of gas?
Tell me, Sam, have you offered to sell our house?
Why do you ask that? You mean we're going to have to get out?
Father, don't you like it anymore?
Like it? Of course I like it. But it's never going to be the same, Mary. How could it be?
Sam, may I ask exactly what you're talking about?
Mother, are you out in the kitchen?
Oh, Henry, is that you?
Yes. Did Father tell you what happened to him?
I did not.
Well, gee, Mrs. Aldrich, you should have been there. They had to lay the booth right down on its side and roll him out.
Boys, I do not know what you're talking about, but I do know I've been waiting for you all afternoon.
For us, Mrs. Aldrich?
I want you to take a look.
Take a look, Mother?
Oh, can we have some more cookies? Sure, I'll get them out of the cupboard.
Homer, leave the cookies on the shelf and look over there toward the cellar stairs. Both of you.
The cellar stairs? It's something I did?
It most certainly is.
How recently did he do it, Mrs. Aldrich?
Alice, what have they done?
Boys, do you see that cellar door? It's open.
It's open, Mrs. Aldrich?
Alice, do you mean...
And, Sam, I'm very glad you found them for me. Now, Henry, please close that door.
Yes, Mother.
Well, I'm glad that's settled. And I hope it'll be a very good lesson to you.
Mrs. Aldrich, you mean...
Alice!
Sam, did you hurt yourself?
Who left that cupboard door open?
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.